Show with Sesh and Ryan, only on XFM.
Cry's music is hot music.
Cry's music is hot music.
Glory, Holy Spirit. know what it is, what it do. More important, where it's at.
Right, and it is at the movie show right now on Active FM.
In the studio.
Yeah, yeah. Welcome, welcome.
The whole world and in this small little...
little studio.
It's happening right here.
Right. So you are on the movie show, as we said before. Obviously, you know that. Unless you just like I don't know, played Russian roulette.
Randomly picked on our show.
Yeah, you were like, I'm not going to look. Oh, okay.
The movie show.
Yes. But that chances are no one. That happened to no one. You know what I'm
saying. No, it was just all on purpose. And, right. And because you wanted to.
Yes, exactly. So welcome to our show. And today we have an amazing topic. Do you want to tell them or must I tell them?
I'm just so excited, Sashi. I don't know. I was on my way up here. I was trying to think about how I was going to word this. I can't. You do it.
Okay.
I can't.
So,
wait. No, I can't.
Okay. So today we have an awesome show. We are basically going to rank the superhero movies
but
of
not
20...
But not the best. Right, not the we're going like sort of the okay, go, just go, just go.
What?
I'll tell I'll.
Okay, so we are ranking the best, so not the best, the superhero movies from 2017. Mm-hmm. So looking at basically like how they did like on Rotten Tomatoes. For those of you who don't know, Rotten Tomatoes is just, there's like a whole bunch of movie critics. Where they basically rate the movie. Rotten Tomatoes is one of them. And then you have IMDb. Do you have many other things like Metacritic? There's many different things. Yeah. And basically, so when a movie comes out, there's also box office, obviously. But now box office deals with how much money they make. So box office isn't really a critic thing. It's a thing of how well did your movie do.
I suppose you can call it the fruit of...
Yeah, exactly. Then you get the movie gets criticized. Shame it gets criticized. That's where critic comes from.
It's a good thing that the movie doesn't have feelings.
Right.
And then, the director does.
Right. And the actors. And
the producer.
Shame.
They've all got. And the person who paid for it.
Right.
No, they don't really care.
As
long as they got their money.
Right. So, yes, basically, we're going to just list the whole lot of them, sort of from like best to worst, but not really. So, it's not like a top 10 or there's seven of them. It's not like a seven, top seven, but it's basically just looking at how they did and then just like personally, like what we think.
So, you see, it's not really.
It's not like
number
a strict...
five, number four, number three. We just
yes. We did save you. The best for last. Yeah. Yes. No, we're not going to start with the last and like go to the worst. Exactly. So the first one. Now this one was no surprise for me. Was it a surprise for you?
Of course.
It was a surprise.
No, I wasn't very surprised.
Oh, you were surprised.
But shame, Sashi. We have to be neutral, isn't it? We have to like speak from the.
Okay. The reason I'm saying this is
actually
I'll tell you why.
I've given my time now, so yes, my opinion counts. Okay.
Right.
Yes, I'm not surprised. The first movie that came up, I was like, ha ha.
Yes. So one of the movies that the superhero movies that came out in 2017 was Justice League,
which none of us have seen.
No, I've seen bits.
You've seen bits.
Yeah, I know, but shame. And now, the fact that none of us have seen it actually gives already, you know. I'm just saying. But anyway, all the DC fans are like, what? We're going to watch the sucked up show. Guys, just wait. Okay.
Just listen.
Yes. So basically what happens is, with Justice League, for those of you who don't know, Justice League is like the Avengers of Marvel. So it's like they come together. So it's Superman, Batman, Wonder Woman, Aquaman, Cyborg, and The Flash. So they all come together in Justice League for the first time and like sort of team up type to like take on the villain.
Yes.
Who I actually don't know who it
this is. This is basically the Avengers of DC.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. So this is, and it's the first one. It's the first time. So we've had Batman versus Superman, where we saw Batman, Superman, and Wonder Woman together. But this is the first time that Batman's, all of them, so the big six basically have come together. Now, just a side note, most DC films on Rotten Tomatoes get bad ratings. So if you look at all of the DC films, oftentimes they get bad ratings. And that's why I'm saying it's not a surprise that Justice League actually also didn't get... It basically got a bad rating. So on Rotten Tomato, it got 40%. So it's if it had to write an exam, it would fail. Let's put it like that. IMDb put it as a 6.8 out of 10. Which is just over halfway.
Bad,
and on Metacritic, it got a 45%. So, critic-wise, it didn't do too well.
And it should have done.
Yeah. Look, the thing is, I think for, like, fans, it would have been awesome to, like, see... It should have, actually, because it is like the Avengers of...
That's what
you know,
I'm
it's when you're like, oh my god, all of the characters are coming together, and yet it's still got a...
Most...
Yeah.
Most of the DC guys that I know, which are fans, they love their hardcore. And I think that's the thing about DC that they enjoy, is it's just like guns blazing. It's just, just destruction and a lot of stuff just breaking and a lot of people just dying. So it's a very hardcore film. Yeah.
And even it's a very... The only way I can word it is like dark. And what I mean by that is even like if you look at... I'm talking about like the color of the film.
The look and feel
is like a dark. There's like there's no vibrant colors.
Batman's got a black suit.
Right. They took the saturation and contrast down.
Yeah, the blacks are really black.
Right. And like everything's dull in a way. And obviously that's just... And if you look at all the DC films, they're all like that. So it's not like... we're not judging Justice League. I'm not judging. I'm actually just saying... So it gets up for consistency. You know what? They are consistent. Yeah. So they almost keep this dark world. It's that type of feel. It's like the world is a dark place. And now you need the superheroes to...
Right. In a black suit.
Yeah. But yeah, so it didn't.
Superman though, he dresses in more like a blue and red.
But even if you look at it, it's not bright blue and bright red. Do you understand what I'm saying? It's like even in the bright colors, they're not bright.
True.
It's like everything's like
royal blue, red, blood red.
Yes. So obviously, I think it was cool because it was like Aquaman. I think it was like. The first time he was shown.
Obviously, when he pitched up on screen, it would have been, for a lot of fans, it would have been like, whoa, Aquaman.
Yes.
Some of them would be like, who's that again? Hey, dude.
Some of them is just like,
dude, who's that
why
again?
Is there a mermaid in the movie? Oh. I didn't want to see a mermaid.
Oh, that's Aquaman. Oh, cool, man. Oh that's Aquaman. Yeah.
But now, so, guys, we're not saying it's a bad film.
No.
It's not a bad film. Just critic-wise, it didn't do too well. Type of thing. Shame. Now, next one. Now, this one, I don't know if you can classify this as a superhero movie, but it kind of is a superhero movie.
I enjoyed this one.
Oh, is it?
I will admit, and I'll tell you why.
Okay. Yeah. So, the next movie is the Lego Batman movie. It's a superhero still. I don't care if it's Lego or it's Superman.
Yeah.
So, now, they actually did pretty well. So, IMDb got 7.3 out of 10,
which is
quite good. Did very well on Rotten Tomatoes. They got a 91%, so very, very well done. And then on iTunes and Apple, it got a 4.4 out of 5.
Yeah.
So literally it was 0.6 away from a 100%. So it did do quite well.
Now in my opinion, what made this movie quite enjoyable was the humor. Which we saw with Thor Ragnarok, which we saw that the humor really kicked up. But with this one specifically, the humor, because, and I think that's what it, it wasn't really meant to be a serious movie. I think it was meant to be something that was enjoyable to watch because it's a Lego movie. Like, who doesn't like Lego, you know what I'm saying? So, yeah.
I know.
The humor.
It stuck quite to like the original Batman story, so if you're expecting to go and see something you've never seen before, it's not really that type of film. It's kind of like going to watch the film in a Lego version. That's kind of what, but they do that with Lego, like that's how, like, Lego, it's not a new story, it's like they're just reinventing it as a Lego movie.
Exactly.
Yeah. And I mean, people enjoyed it. They say 92% of Google users like the film.
Now this is crazy because there's nothing really too touching about this movie. It's actually, the story is just like really stupid, if I can put it that way. There was nothing. We did a similar movie like that. It's almost similar to the Emoji movie.
Yeah.
Where the story, like, although I would say even the Emoji movie is still quite even more in depth, more deep, if I can put it that way. But with this one, the storyline was on surface. I mean, it wouldn't captivate really anybody to see what was going to happen next, or to see the movie through just to see if Batman accomplishes this thing that he wanted to accomplish. But just because it was purely just entertaining, everything that was happening on screen was humorous. There was a lot of those like sort of quirky jokes type of stuff, and so for me that's what grabbed me.
Yes. So that one did quite well, actually. Mm. Yeah.
So then, it actually shows you humor cells.
Yeah. No, it does. Yeah. Definitely. The next one is Logan. Now, I personally haven't actually seen this. Have you seen Logan?
I remember seeing the VFX of it, which was pretty, it was very, very brilliant.
It looked like quite a good film, and it did very well. Like critics rated it very well. So on Rotten Tomatoes, it was 93%, which is better than the Lego Movie. The Lego Movie was only 91. On IMDb, it was 8.2 out of 10, which is very, very good. Yeah. And on Metacritic, it was 77%. So it actually did very, very well.
Well, I think this is another hardcore type of film.
No, it is, definitely.
It's not, but you know, even X-Men, because you've got all the different characters, you don't really, there's obviously not a focus on one. But what was the previous Wolverine movie with, it was Days of the Future Past, where there was a focus on Logan as well.
But there has been a previous film, I can't remember what it's called.
The Origins of
Wolverine. Yeah, there was that one as well. So
that one I think didn't do too well.
Yeah, though. I don't think
I it can't did. Remember doing, it was also a very sort of darkish type of tone of movie.
Yeah.
But this one, there was a lot of action. There was definitely a hardcore perspective to Logan, which you're seeing here. Yeah.
But there was also a very emotional aspect to him.
Yeah, very emotional.
Like you often see him crying. Which very good at
brilliant
the acting.
CG, very good CG. Must have been CG because this guy doesn't cry.
No, man, Hugh Jackman cries. You know what, actually, coming to think about it, Hugh Jackman is actually a brilliant actor.
He is a very
because
good
he
actor.
The movie genres he ranges in, from like Wolverine, who's like hardcore and gangster, to The Greatest Showman, where he's not. You almost like, wait, is that the same person?
Yeah.
Like that type of thing. Mm-hmm. To the way he does music. I mean, he does musicals. He does the Wolverine.
Is it possible that Australians are good actors?
Well, Chris Hemsworth.
Yeah.
Mel Gibson. Mm-hmm. Yep. Australia. There's something in their water.
Something in the water.
Right.
Yes. Mate.
So Logan did very well. I'm actually quite interested to just go watch it now, just because it got such good ratings.
Yeah.
So. Yeah,
definitely.
You should maybe like just check it out. Like. So guys, go check out Logan if you haven't seen it.
How many people out there, and you guys can like comment on our Facebook and that, but how many of you actually check the ratings before you go watch the movie? Or do you just look at the cover and be like, hey, or you already know the story? But how many of you guys actually check the ratings before you watch the movie?
Do you check the ratings?
No.
Yeah, me neither.
I think I might just start.
You know what it is? Because sometimes the ratings... don't like I've disagreed with ratings before.
Well, we got a bad rating on Emoji Movie, which we both enjoyed, but we're both very creative people, so
right, definitely. Guys, just go watch the movie and then critique it yourself.
I just know I've had a thing where people have been like, what a brilliant movie, and I go watch it, but now you set your expectations so high, you go and you watch it and you're just like it wasn't as good as
planned. Yeah,
and then it's a disappointment.
Yeah, those suck. Oh
yeah.
Or when people are like so pumped up for the movie and they're like, it's the best movie I've ever seen. And then you go and watch it and you're like, it is?
Well, what would have happened if we watched the ratings of the Emoji Movie and then went, you know, we probably would have been like, oh no, apparently it's not that good. Okay, no, well, look, let's not waste our time.
Yeah. And I heard bad comments on it. So I was put off at first. I actually remember that. I was put off of the Emoji Movie. Because,
the Emoji one?
Yeah.
Because you saw the rating.
No. Because someone said that, like, someone commented. I can't remember who, but I just remember there was like, and then when Ryan was like, no, let's do it. I was like, are you sure? And then I watched it. I was like, this is amazing.
Yes.
So, yeah. So the next one is Guardians of the Galaxies Volume 2.
This one, how brilliant.
This one was brilliant. Fantastic. Now, funny enough, this one didn't do as well at Rotten Tomatoes as Logan did. Now, for me, I don't know if I agree with that, because for me, Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2, for me personally, it was better than the first one.
Yeah.
Like, Volume 2 was way better than the first Guardians of the Galaxy. I was not keen to watch Guardians of the Galaxy 2 just because of the first one. Like, the first one was like, oh, yeah, okay, whatever. And then the Volume 2, I was like, this movie is amazing.
Yeah.
And yeah, so for me, the second one did better than the first one.
Yeah.
But now, in terms of, so at IMDb, they got a 7.7 out of 10, which isn't bad. Logan got an 8.2 though. Rotten Tomatoes gave them an 83, and Metacritic gave them a 67. So with the critics, it didn't do as well as Logan. Let's compare it like that.
Yeah.
Now, I can't speak because I haven't seen Logan, but I must be honest, I'm for me, in my opinion, I'm like, because Guardians was, for me, brilliant.
I wonder if then Logan, like, we really enjoyed Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2. I wonder if that then means that if I go watch Logan, that it might even be better.
Better.
I think we must go watch it.
Right. But Guardians really was good. I did hear somewhere that they said it didn't do as well as its predecessor. I was like, what? No. What do you mean it didn't do better? It did do better than its predecessor.
Who said that?
Right?
Where is he?
Right, let's go slap them. And if you think about it, it's not like Guardians of the Galaxy is not like going to
get him on the phone.
But it's not like going to watch Superman. It's like a whole bunch of misfits in a team together with a tree and a talking raccoon. And it like you'd almost think, like if someone had to come up to you like, hey, what about this idea? Imagine there was like a team of five people. One like a little tree, a raccoon, a big stupid guy, a green chick, and a guy that likes music. Yeah. And then they like save the whole galaxy. You'd be like, what?
And all the tree says is, I am Groot. Just imagine that.
And every time he says it, it means something different. So the raccoon
like
translates.
The way that he says it, I am Groot.
And he's like, I am Groot. Groot.
Yeah, exactly.
I am Groot.
Yeah, brilliant.
And then he's like, what's your language?
What's your language?
No, but like, for the fact, the concept, like, for me, it's done very, very well.
And if I can just go back to, you know, I anticipated
Infinity War.
I must just say that I'm looking forward to seeing Guardians. These guys now coming with the other guys. Although looking at Thor and how funny he was, I mean,
I'm excited to see Thor plus Guardians plus the rest of Avengers. Yes. But the highlight is Thor and Guardians.
Yes, exactly.
And who would have thought? Because I really, the first time, I was like, what was Marvel thinking? I honestly thought that when I watched Guardians 1, like, I wasn't really interested. But Guardians of the Galaxy 2, I was like, this is brilliant. Yeah. Ah, they really did a good job. And also, their humor is a very big aspect to it. And I think a lot of their humor was bloopers, eh?
Really?
I'm not even joking.
Sure.
And I think a lot of it was also improv. So, like, the actors would just, like, do something. And they like, kept it in the film. And,
Shame, imagine having a bad day and now you have to improvise.
You're, like angry.
And they're like, no, we need it more humorous. Like,
And then, brilliant! Well done!
And you're like,
okay, whatever. Can I go eat lunch now? Yes. So, that's Guardians of the Galaxies. Yeah. Now, the next one. This one, personally, this one's a contradiction. So as we said in the beginning, DC films, they often don't get good ratings, especially on Rotten Tomatoes. Rotten Tomatoes normally, very bad. But however, we obviously saw the first female superhero type movie come out in 2017 with Wonder Woman. Now, Wonder Woman, I must be quite honest, okay, let's watch it for the show, you know. Do it for the show. And I enjoyed it so much. I actually was like, is this a DC movie? Are you sure this is a DC movie type of thing? Because it was very, very good. Mm. And even on Rotten Tomatoes, it got a 92% for a DC film.
Do you think it was... but it's a whole lot of critiques, isn't it? Together that give the 92%.
But then also on IMDb, it got 7.5 out of 10, compared to Justice League, only got 6.8 out of 10. And then on Metacritic, it got a 76%, and Justice League got a 45%. So you can see there's a very big gap between Justice League and Wonder Woman, which is, for me, doesn't make sense, because it should almost be like Justice League should be like up there, and then Wonder Woman, especially because it's a chick superhero. Like, I think... like guys alone will just be like, I'm not gonna go watch it.
I wonder what most guys' reactions were to it.
Yeah, but the fact that it got such a good rating.
And if you guys go listen to our show on it, I just said that you jumped funny.
Right, but I was actually rewatching like some of the fight sequences, and they actually did it very well. Like the way they used their slow mo.
She did a lot of training. And
no,
stuff
she
like
did.
That
so it was very good. I must be honest though, and I did agree. I heard this somewhere that it, for many people, it reminded them a lot of the first Captain America, which I can agree with. It did.
So which means that DC is definitely hitting it in the line.
Yeah.
Which definitely means that DC is behind and Avengers is ahead.
Right. So it does actually, but it's the first DC film I've actually enjoyed. I must be gone. Batman never really gripped me. Superman, I didn't even finish the first Superman movie. I must be honest, I got irritated and walked out.
Yeah.
I saw a bit of Batman versus Superman, but not simply. And I must be honest, I was drawn most to Wonder Woman. And I think it's because I watched it after I'd seen Wonder Woman. And because Wonder Woman, I thought, did so well, you know, like you'll be drawn to the character that's right. Movie was good. Yeah. But yeah, she. Also mentioning that there was a female director, which you almost think female director, superhero movie, that's not going to go down well type of thing.
Which makes it very, very brilliant.
Yes, yeah. Which and very rare, actually, because you've got a female superhero, you've got a female director, and I'm not being feminist here, guys. I'm just saying, like, with chicks often can't think of the best superhero.
I wonder what it must be like going, like, do you think the director's, like, very, like, do I use the word manly in a way or action?
She wasn't. I don't know.
She didn't look like
she
it.
Didn't
but maybe
look
you
it.
Go to her house and like maybe she's got a whole lot of sons and they're all like into like hero stuff. And I bet you they got a lot of DC merchandise. But anyway,
right? I'm Wonder Woman.
You probably go there and she's like, "Oh, I love Die Hard 1. Man, Bruce Willis was awesome in there, and the way they did that shot and stuff like that was so cool. That was my favorite." And then you're like, "No, do you watch any soapies or anything like that?" She's like, "What? Nah, soapies are for girls, man. You know, type of thing."
You're but it did. And I think Gal Gadot, who was the lead role of Wonder Woman, she did very well. She did a very good job at portraying the character. Mm-hmm. And the stunts were brilliant. And I think she did most of her stunt work by herself, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes.
I think she did a lot of it by herself, which is very good. Yeah. So that was quite a shocker. I think if you had to show a list of superhero movies coming out in 2017 before, and then you had to say, okay, rate which you think would be the best, I think Wonder Woman would be at the bottom, like near the bottom for most people. Yeah. They would put it at the bottom, and yet it's ranked as one of the best for 2017. And I mean, just the fact that it did better than Justice League is like, first of all, for Justice League, shame. But secondly, for Wonder Woman, that's really impressive.
So in other words, if this was the Marvel side, the Avengers would really suck, and I would rather prefer to watch Spider-Man by himself.
Or even worse than that, you'd rather prefer to watch something like Black Widow by herself.
Exactly.
Do you understand what I'm
that's
saying?
True, yes.
So it's like wanting to. So
far
Black Widow movie, if they did do one, they haven't. But if they did do one, you'd rather want to watch Black Widow over the Avengers.
Yeah.
Shame. Next up is Spider-Man Homecoming.
Speak of Spider-Man.
Speaking of Spider-Man, yes. Now, this one it did very well. So, Rotten Tomatoes, it got a 92%. IMDb got 7.5 out of 10. And Metacritic gave it 73%. Now, just noting that obviously with this one, there was a lot of like controversialness things going around it, because obviously it's not the first Spider-Man. They redid a Spider-Man and then redid it again.
Well, we did a whole show on all of that. So,
so I did very well. Look, I must be honest, I did enjoy it. I wasn't like when I first watched it, I was like,
no, we
very
didn't
like,
want to watch it. We were just like, nah.
No, whatever. In fact, I got two movies, and then the one movie wasn't playing properly. So then I was like, let me just
watch.
So I didn't even choose to watch it first type of thing. And yet it did very well. Although I was actually in conversation the other day with some people about it, and they themselves were also saying they were very disappointed that Andrew Garfield. I mean, picture this: The Avengers with Andrew Garfield.
That's epic.
That is epic. That's almost as good as DC versus Marvel. That's like almost as
especially when Marvel wins, you know.
Right. So I must be honest, there's still like Tom Holland, he didn't do bad. But yeah, I
look, after watching Homecoming, I was like, he sort of does fit the part well.
So we'll accept it type of thing.
Originally being a teenager, Spider-Man type of guy, you know.
But you don't feel like you're watching Spider-Man. You feel like you're watching, do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's not like the original Spider-Man story. It's like you're almost watching they should have, I don't know.
Look, it's so true to the comic though. It's a lot more truer. When we first did watch the first Sony, the first Spider-Mans, which Sony did a lot of the releasing, because Sony owned Spider-Man, you know, the perspective that we got of Spider-Man, and that's why, like, for me, Andrew Garfield fit the part so properly is that he's this like very mature like superhero. But then suddenly like he comes in Avengers and bam, you know, he's like this kid now, you know.
Yeah.
which obviously now brings on a completely new character. So now it's almost like a thing of like, okay, well, what is this guy about type of thing, which changed the whole, you know. Now Homecoming came out and it's like I remember in the show I said I felt very like irritated. Because I was like, nah, come on, man, he's a Spider-Man. He's a guy for real. He's like so amateur. Oh, what's going on? And then as you go along, then you know, you really sort of get the whole thing of Spider-Man and, you know, the whole thing with Robbie Downey Jr., you know, with Iron Man being in there and the father figure and all of that stuff. And it, and then, like, by the end, you just like, bam, just like, wow. And then I watched it again.
Oh, so yeah, for me personally, we obviously saw him the first time in Captain America Civil War, and I was so irritated because I felt like he was trying to be like Andrew Garfield's Spider-Man. So I was like, if you freaking wanted him to be like that, why didn't you just get Andrew Garfield? Like, what the hell, man? But then watching Spider-Man Homecoming, like, yeah, it was a very, they won me over. There's still that, like, oh, imagine if Andrew Garfield was, but it's almost like I'll will accept it type of thing. So, like, if another Spider-Man movie had to come out, I will watch it. Yeah, but it's one of those things.
There were parts where Spider-Man got very emotional. Now, the thing that I enjoy about Andrew Garfield is he can get extremely emotional. Like, you know, tears, snot and trana, you know, and snot and all of that. And, but at the same time, very, very strong type of thing, which is very good about it. Yeah. And they're both from the same country, so I wonder if they ever met up and say, maybe behind the scene, Andrew Garfield was like just coaching him with that stuff. You know, they met up at...
I wonder what Andrew Garfield thought of it. What if Andrew Garfield watched Spider-Man?
You really got that's brilliant. I wonder if he's like, nah, I could have done better.
He was like, man.
Or he was humble and just said, ah, brilliant, well done. Well done, very well done.
In his British accent.
Yeah.
What? No, man, but that's still shame. We should have National Spider-Man Memorial Day.
Hey, what are... So... The other previous actor besides Andrew Garfield was...
that guy.
Yeah, but he's an American, right?
Yeah.
So two English guys have played Spider-Man and one American guy has played Spider-Man.
But something to note as well was, wasn't it the original Spider-Man? He was working. He wasn't in school.
Yes, he was a photographer.
Yes. So, like, we've actually seen, like, a drastic drop in age.
Yeah,
so, like, he was working... Then with Andrew Garfield, he was like finishing off. So you see, like, especially in the second one, Gwen goes off to college type of thing. So like he was in school, he graduated in the second one and left school. And then obviously now Tom Holland is literally...
Back at school.
He's in high school.
And doing photography, still doing the photography thing, wasn't he?
No. Was he doing photography? He didn't do photography.
He wasn't even a freaking photographer.
He wasn't.
My goodness, I'm offended. Let's move on. Damn it.
Okay. But it did do well. Shave, it did do well.
Why, Sashi?
Right.
But he was a videographer.
He was an Avenger intern, remember?
Oh.
A Stark? Remember he was into that...
The Stark internship.
He was in the Stark internship.
Okay, so he had to put photography to the side while he was doing...
Stark, Yes. All right, so last one. So the last... superhero movie of 2017 that we're going to look at is the great and the mighty Thor Ragnarok. Now, they did very, very well. They got a 92% at Rotten Tomatoes. They got a 74 at Metacritic, and they got an 8 out of 10 at IMDb. So they did very well. For me personally, this one ranks the highest. So for me, if I had to personally put the superheroes in order, Thor Ragnarok would be at the top.
Humor definitely sold that one out.
That one. And you know what was brilliant was, no one expected it. So it was like, oh, there's another Thor coming out. Oh, okay, like, cool, whatever. Yeah. We've already seen two. For me, the second one, I didn't really enjoy as much as the first one. And the fact that, what was her name? Jane. She irritated me. Oh! Like, she, I don't know what happened, like, she just irritated me, whereas Thor Ragnarok was actually very, very, very different to the first and the second one, and thank the Lord, Jane was not, sorry guys, I was like, why is he with this chick?
Oh, Jane, yes, Jane.
So, like...
What was that all about?
I don't know. Like, that was just a waste of time. But, like, thinking about the first Thor and the second Thor and how different it is from the third Thor.
She was in the second one, right?
Yes.
But they were still sort of distant away. And then he slowly returns as a god of thunder.
Yes.
And then he just, like, leaves it behind. And then it's just like, okay. Right, cool. So then what it is, I guess. He's up there, I'm down here. So romance is about to kick off and then it just...
Yes.
You know.
But like, so for most people, like for me it was like, Thor's coming out, okay cool, let's just go watch it, you know, it's Thor, like we want to be up to date for an Infinity War type of thing. But then, when we were, Thor was brilliant, Thor really, and being the third, think about it guys, this is the third film in the series, well not this, the entire Marvel series, I'm talking about like the Thor franchise. Yeah. Third film, normally third film drops, like drops. It was brilliant.
Completely different director.
I think
completely
maybe
different feel.
Maybe you do need to change directors. Like it is important, but you also have to get the right director.
Well, your director obviously sets your tone of your movie.
And
so
the director, the tone was
and
amazing.
And he had a part to play in the script writing as well. Mm. So it really, and he's a comedian. So
Thor Ragnarok really,
it was really,
really
well
really,
set up.
It
yeah.
really did well.
Yeah.
Yeah, as I said, if we had to go back to, if you had to say, so if you had to give me a list of the seven movies, superheroes coming out, Thor, for me personally, I don't know if it would have been at the top.
Yeah.
I don't know. But it definitely is at the top and it did very, very well. Yeah, for me, it is the best Marvel movie so far. And a lot of people have said that. They've said that it is Marvel's best so far. So, like...
Is that before or after Black Panther?
I don't know.
You haven't seen Black Panther,
No,
right?
I haven't seen Black
haven't
Panther
seen Black
yet,
Panther
yeah. No. But for me, I don't know. For me, to top Thor will be very difficult.
Yeah.
Because Thor, just everything, the humor, the look and feel...
To get another movie above that one, would it have to be funnier?
I don't know.
So, do you keep it in the same sort of range? So, in other words, a movie that beats Thor... Ragnarok would be another funnier.
You know what I think it was with Thor was that it was so different.
Mm.
Like they were in a
the colors, the
yeah,
planets.
They went to a new planet. It was completely different.
Especially even on the inside of Hulk, you now see Hulk there.
Yes. So it's like
he's talking like he's civilized.
Yeah, it's like characters you've known for like a long time, and now you like see them in like a new light type of thing. So for me, it was very well done. For me personally, the best superhero movie of 2017. It takes it. It like yeah. So like the others, I don't know. We didn't put them in a set order, but we did save the best for last. And Thor definitely was the best.
And something that I would do, if you've got people that you have enemies, go watch that because you'll both be laughing yourself so broken.
Right? You'll be like, hey, by the time I'm sorry about hitting you. No, it's fine.
Hey, that looks like you. No, that's not like you. No, that's like you. No, that's like you. Ah.
Right, exactly. So, exactly. No, it was very, very good. So, yeah, we're looking forward to, obviously, the superhero movies coming out in 2018, namely Black Panther, Infinity War.
Oh, Infinity Wars.
Infinity Wars.
Infinity Wars. Yeah, well...
No, the next one's only coming out in 2019.
Guys, they need to... I think I'm going to be let down.
By Infinity War.
You're
putting too much on it.
I just feel it. And the thing that really grates me most of it is that there's a part one and part two.
Oh.
So who knows if you're going to see any final anything. Maybe things do fall apart and stuff in the first one. And then the second part is just how they just... I don't know. Like, what's going to happen?
Right.
I'm looking forward to this. But when it's finished, I don't know what's next. Maybe in part two, it like really pulls up to something even bigger.
Right?
Does anybody know?
I think they're all going to die at the end of part one.
And then they'll just resurrect. And then Superman will rock up there somewhere.
Right.
And then he'll die.
Yes, so we've got Black Panther, which is already out. We've got Avengers Infinity War Part 1. We've got Ant-Man and the Wasp, so that's coming out, which I'm quite excited to see. We've got The Incredibles 2. I don't know if you ever saw The Incredibles.
Yes, I did.
And that's a superhero movie. Yes, so that's that. Pacific Rim isn't a superhero movie. I'm just trying to find the superhero. Aquaman, okay. So there's an Aquaman coming out. And then Venom. Is Venom a superhero movie? I don't think so. And then X-Men Dark Phoenix, that one we can include as a superhero.
Yes. Part of the Marvel.
Right. And then Mary Poppins? No, I'm joking.
Well, you never know. She might just bring out guns or something. Or
right.
Bring her Transformers.
And then Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse. So that is the second film from the Spider-Man.
Do they say if it's going to have...
Tom Holland.
Wait, when is that coming out?
That is coming out... No, this isn't... So this is coming out in December, but this isn't Marvel.
Is it not Marvel?
No, Tom Holland is not the main character.
Is Sony still part of it? Yeah, but look, it's got this guy over here, which...
He wasn't in the Marvel. I think this is a Sony version, eh? No, man, they can't confuse us like this. Like, this is just wrong. How can they do this? Yeah, it's not Marvel. This isn't... So,
this
sorry,
is,
guys.
This is going to be weird.
No, man, they can't bring out a fourth Spider-Man.
Does that mean Spider-Man makes it?
What?
Through the Infinity Wars.
So you think you... Huh?
Yeah. Does that mean that Spider-Man, like, he doesn't get killed? I know it's not part of, but Sony still owns Spider-Man, but they just sort of part own him, or they share him, let's put it that way, with Marvel.
I don't know.
This puts up a lot of questions. This means Spider-Man does make it. In fact, he gets a new suit.
What?
Well, think about this, right? If they have to completely break apart from what's happened in Marvel, they're not going to get as many viewers and fans and stuff like that.
Okay, wait. This might be Marvel. Because I'm seeing Zendaya, Tom Holland. You know what I think it might happen is they're saying that more than one person can wear the mask. So maybe there's going to
there's like the new suits and everything. No, you can't have more than one person wearing. No, you can have more than one person.
Like you can have lots of Iron Men. So maybe like... Okay, guys, this one's going to be an interesting one. We don't know what's happening with this one.
They can't do that to us.
Right?
I can't believe we've seen this.
You know what? We should just go watch the trailer. There is so a trailer, I think.
Is there?
Yeah, there's a trailer.
Yeah, probably fan-made or something.
Hopefully it's not fan-made.
I don't like the fan-made.
Right.
I mean, no offense, but...
You want to know? You want to see the real thing. You want
to
see the real deal.
You get it from the horse's mouth, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. So that's basically, from what we can see, the superhero movies coming out in 2018. What is your favorite? What is your like?
It has got to be, that one. Guardians of the Galaxy, Volume 2. Or the ones that are coming. The ones that are coming. Infinity
War. Right. Mm-hmm. My favorite. So your favorite isn't Thor, it's Guardians.
Definitely.
Guardians was better than Thor for you?
No.
Oh, Thor was better than Guardians. They were sort of the same.
It's the fear, no. It's really...
For me, Guardians was also very good. So Marvel did very well. Actually, Marvel did very well last year with their films. And I actually think they've done very well with this year with their films as well. I think Marvel at the moment is like on a roll. They really are. Yes. So, that is the 7 superhero movies from 2017 and how they did on Rotten Tomatoes and other critique places.
Yes. And now we see.
Yes, so guys, we hope you enjoyed our show. Mm-hmm. We enjoyed our show.
I sort of enjoyed the show.
Oh, you sort of enjoyed it?
Yeah, the Spider-Man thing just freaked me out.
Oh, now I want to go watch the trailer.
It's making me think.
Guys, go watch the trailer.
Well, what do you guys think? I mean, don't be scared to... Yeah, so, you know, Facebook. Everyone's a Facebook fan, right?
I'm not a Facebook fan.
Okay, fine. Instagram.
No, but we are on Facebook for all of those who love Facebook. Yes. So we are on. You can find us. Just type in Active FM. Mm-hmm. You'll see it's a logo, a black and white logo. So look, a very cool black and white logo.
Yes.
So you can go and then we literally every time a show is posted. So whatever show it is, we let you know. You know, hey guys, a show was posted, go check it out, and it will take you directly to our page.
Exactly.
So you can listen to the shows.
Exactly.
Yes, so that's Facebook.
And we really want to know what you guys think about the Spider-Man, or if you're a DC or Marvel fan, you know, come on DC guys, like speak up for your people. Like it's just us, we got the voice.
We should actually have like an interview one day.
Maybe everyone just agrees.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes, and Ryan, you were saying the Instagram.
Yes, and so Instagram, Active FM.
Yes,
Active FM. Go to the Instagram. You can see posts on there and stuff like that.
And there's very cool stuff.
There's a lot of cool stuff on there, guys. Check out the other shows from the other people as well. You know, but make sure that you subscribe to us.
In fact, I know for a fact that on our Instagram page around Valentine's Day, they were posting each DJ's love advice. So if your relationship, if your love life is sucking at the moment, go check out the Active FM Instagram page. You can see all of the love advice. And you know, you might just have a girlfriend next time this week.
Yeah, because you'll take someone's advice.
I just said next time this week. Instead of next week this time.
Yeah, well, next week this time. It's like the Spider-Man
next thing. Time this week.
It's like the Spider-Man right. You can't put the thing before the other thing, you know.
Oh.
You know, it's like having an apple with the seed on the outside. Just get my picture if you understand.
Yes, and we are also on Twitter. So for all of you Twitter fans, we are on Twitter. Plus, we have an amazing website.
Yeah.
So go check out our website.
You'll see all the other shows there, the DJs, what's happening.
You can see the DJs, yes.
And there's Christian news on there as well. So you can check out the different Christian news things that, you know, the posts and stuff like that will be happening. And I know, Sashi, we're live on after our youth events. We have the DJs live in that. You can check them out live. So unedited.
So on a Saturday, you're at 6 o'clock.
Yes, well, that's GMT+2.
Yes. All us South Africans. Yes. And then on top of that, we also have... Yes. So you can go check out mine and Ryan's show on Active TV. You can actually check it, like, so you can watch us. You're not just hearing us. So what we do is we post a video of the show. Plus we put like if we're talking about CG, we'll actually show you what we're talking about. And it's really, really cool. Because, you know, sometimes with movies, it's difficult to just hear about it. You actually need to see it. Like, yeah, especially some of the topics we speak about, that's very difficult to explain it. Exactly. So go check us out. We are on Active TV on YouTube. If you just go to YouTube, you can literally search Active TV and you'll see a logo. It's a TV with very colorful and it says Active TV. Exactly. And you can go in there. And
there's a lot of other stuff going on there.
No, there
well.
Is. So yeah. it's really entertaining. And if you just want to follow our personal channel on YouTube, we are The Movie Show on YouTube. So you can also just check that. You'll see a picture of me and Ryan.
Active FM, The Movie Show. Yes. One word.
And then...
All low, no caps.
Yes. So we are like everywhere, guys. So you have no excuse not to find us.
And it is just so much more cooler if you are like a part of, you know, so you're getting updates, you're posting stuff. I mean, maybe somebody posts something controversial and you really just want to put it out there and say, no ways, Marvel is better. Then, you know, you can do that. Or perhaps there's something that, well, not perhaps. There's stuff that we don't know that you know. And then you can share it and everybody else can get in a part of it. You know, so for example, like, no, the new Spider-Man is part of the Infinity War. And yes, you know, I've got an uncle in Marvel and he says that, yes, no, Spider-Man does survive with all the other Avengers. Yeah.
So we'll be like, spoiler alert!
Exactly.
You see? Yes. So go check out all our platforms. Yes. Yeah. So guys, this is the time where we end our show. Exactly. But don't worry, next week... Next time this week, you can catch us again.
Next time this week. Yes.
I'm going to start my own saying next time this week.
I like that.
Right. Yes. Yeah. So until next week, we are saying goodbye.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. As she's saying goodbye.
Okay. Bye.
Bye, Sage.
Bye.
See you.
Cool.
Oh, whoa.
What?
It's my word.
Okay.
So from me, Ryan.
And me, Sash.
Toodaloo.
Goodbye.
Bon voyage.
Get your tambourines out. Every knee, I surrender.
Hey, get a blaze by Active Worship today. Contact us for more info on www.activefm.co.za.
How good and how pleasant it would be before God and man, to see the unification of all Africans.
A collage of capabilities so heavy they fall to earth from the limitless sky and leave craters. We are creators, recreating a culture, uprooting trees that have been homes to vultures, vouching for ourselves. Confidence is a product, we're stacking up our shelves, and the world around us will pay full price for our wisdom on how to be boundless. From the conversations in coffee plantations to restaurants where cups filled with mochas are the focus of the upper echelon, we tell stories as we live them. It's like we're decorating the beautiful black galaxy with our beautiful black hands as we lift them up in praise. Yes, hands are raised. We match the rays of the sun with eyes that watch the rays of sons and daughters. I'm convinced of what I can give despite what I can get from it. We are the melody of Masekela's trumpet. We are the fifth string on Oliver's guitar. And we are united as one. But we sleep on our potential with no sense of alarm. And what makes you think that just because you build individually and then throw stones in the glass house, that won't break us? It will. And separating ourselves one from another plagues us. Our razor sharp tongues cut at our credibility like we aren't even able to speak a single word to save us. We cried for African freedom. Now we cry at embassies for green cards to enslave us. Did fella die for nothing? Did fella die for nothing? Since when did our legends die for us to hate us? It's time to elevate us, and love will raise a glass and celebrate us. No foreign aid will serenade us. We are the reverse effect you won't reject, but rather inject the drug known as the future that portrays us. The future that portrays us.
Rapid Trade is passionate about mobility and solutions that make a difference in your business.
From mobile sales
and sales management to van sales and proof of delivery. For a demo, call Rapid Trade at 011-493-9755. Rapid Trade, ahead of the game.